Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Boating Home at Sunset by Mary Mullaney, New York, USA. It was a much-needed vacation on beautiful Sacandaga Lake in the town of Day, New York. Ralph and Margaret had generously allowed my friend Adele to invite three strangers to share their summer cottage. I was with two friends and my cousin from the city. Ralph and Margaret had to return to work the day after we arrived. They stayed only part of our first day, then entrusted their cottage to us. They treated us to barbecue, which we happily accepted, especially as Ralph was a chef by trade, and the meal melted in our mouths. Then they took us out to the lake in their powerboat to see the sunset. What an enchanting view! Depending on where Ralph headed the boat, we saw the sun behind or above the Adirondack Mountains. Because it was a weeknight, few people were enjoying the view in the evening's calm from the water. We all agreed it was a lovely beginning for our vacation, but soon it was time to turn around and power back to their beach. We hadn't traveled far before the engine's hum cut out. Our perfect evening had changed. Ralph was determined to get the engine to roar back to life, but no matter how many times he cranked that key, no matter how many endearing words he said, that engine was not going to respond. No one panicked, and we soon unearthed the distress flag and found the flares and the air horn. All was not lost. Now, if only another boat would come by at this late hour, we could signal to it. We passed the time amiably and soon sighted a passing boat. We signaled diligently and were relieved when it turned in our direction. The kind captain of that vessel had a full load of passengers, fatigued from a long day, and a gas tank nearly empty. Despite their desire to speed to port, they offered to tow us to their dock. They would let Ralph keep his boat there until he could have a mechanic look at it the next day. The darkness as we were towed was not filled with the chill we all imagined while stranded, but was filled with a warmth that could only be supplied by people who genuinely cared and did something about it. One man on the boat towing us offered to taxi all six of us back to our cottage in his van. It was a 30-minute drive one way to the other side of the lake. The remaining days of our vacation, thankfully, weren't nearly as dramatic, but we were surrounded by a warm and compassionate community that obviously was built on mutual respect. Thank you, Ralph and Margaret, for opening the door to that caring community to us and making us feel even more at home than in our own communities.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.